Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some local happenings, some events, and just some general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and by Kicks Country. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM. This show will be rebroadcast again this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kicks Country. And this will give you an opportunity to tell your family and friends in some of the surrounding counties to catch that evening rebroadcast. If you let them know, too, family and friends even from other states can listen in through the Delhalla Horizon website at www.delhallahorizon.com. Just click on the link on that Delhalla Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even review previously recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts from Kicks Country. We want to thank Delhalla Horizon for collaborating with the Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors that are near and far. Remember the birthday and anniversary announcements. Don't forget to call in for a drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. Be sure to call starting today and give us names for next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Today's drawing will include the week of April the 24th through today. To call in, just leave a message on 931-43-5574. Someone will win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen cake every Thursday if your name is drawn. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen, too, and just take advantage of their filling breakfast and their great lunch and dinner menus. Listen today about midway through the show for this past week's announcements and for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake, which will come up near the end of the show. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up their certificate to claim the cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after 10:30 this morning. And remember to start calling after the show today for next week's announcement, which will cover the week of May the 1st through May the 7th. Please wait for the tone to begin speaking and speak slowly and clearly so we can get the correct information. I want to thank all the callers so far. I've talked to a lot of you, and I know that you're really enjoying those cakes, and especially those of you that have kids are really loving them. Thank you to owner also Frank Walters for his contributions and support in different activities within our community. We've got a good show for you during the next hour, so get that extra cup of coffee and then sit back and get ready to hear about some local Clay County happenings. On the lineup today, we're going to be hearing from Dean Walden. She's going to be talking about the Iris and Chocolate Show that's coming up, we're all excited about. And Daphne Roach with Cumberland River Hospital, she's going to tell us about an event that's coming up that we're excited about. And then Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehab, and she's going to give us some general information about the center. We'll return after this short break from our sponsors, and I'll have Miss Dean Walden up first.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
The Salina Merchants Association is hosting a merchant meet and greet open house for all Salina, Clay County merchants and business owners on Tuesday, May the 5th from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. If you are a business owner or merchant in Clay County, you are encouraged to come by and see how you can become an important part of the progress that is being made in the community. There will be information on current projects, scheduled events, and group advertising opportunities. Plan to stop in anytime Tuesday evening, May the 5th, between 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. to enjoy some refreshments and visit with fellow merchants. That is the Salina Merchants Association's Merchant Meet and Greet Open House, Tuesday, May the 5th, 5 to 8 p.m. For more information, you can contact Kathy Merritt at 243-5005. That's 243-5005.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey, and I've got sitting right here across from me this morning, Miss Dean Walden. She's here with us on the Clay County this morning. Dean, welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Susan. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so glad you're here, and I know you stay pretty busy, so we do appreciate that you could fit us in today. Dean, you've got a really nice event planned for May the 8th. What's coming up?
Right. The annual iris show.
That is pretty exciting. Irises are in bloom everywhere right now. It's beautiful out there.
Yes, they are.
Perfect timing. So what is scheduled in addition to the iris show? You got one more thing, I think?
Yes, yes. The chocolate fest.
Oh, my goodness. That's pretty appealing to all of us. Where is this going to take place and what time?
At the community center.
Okay.
From 9 to 1.
All right.
Or until we run out of chocolate.
Well, that sounds good to me. So there's an opportunity maybe if you're a little bit late getting up that morning. Maybe. But I can see that chocolate going away pretty quickly.
Yes.
About the iris show, who can actually enter in that?
Anyone who has an iris.
Okay.
It's not limited to any certain area. Anybody can enter. And there's a lot in bloom now, but I think this cool weather we've had is going to help to hold them, so we should still have plenty by May the 8th.
I think you're right. I'm seeing a lot of buds that are still on mine, and this cool snap today will really help to kind of throw
them
back again. You know, I didn't even think. We were talking a little bit earlier, but what's the best way to bring your iris?
Bring one bloom in a bottle.
Okay.
The Coke bottles are fine. Mm-hmm. Anything that will hold, you need a single bloom, because if you have two blooms, then you're competing against yourself.
Oh, okay. So if you bring a Coke bottle, you just need to, I mean, that's going to be plenty just to put it in a Coke bottle, and maybe put your name on it or something?
Put it in a Coke bottle, and if you want, you know, you can put your name on it if you want. We will label them all as you bring them in.
Okay.
And there's hundreds and hundreds of different varieties, And you can bring as many as you've got varieties.
Okay, so are there going to be like different categories for color or
yes.
kind of how it works?
Oh, yes, yeah, it's kind of how it works because a lot of them, I don't even know their names, and I have to just give them a name and,
right.
you know, grade them by their color, anything to separate them from the next person.
Yeah, and I know I've gotten irises in the past, and they had a name when I got them, but I don't remember those names.
That's
now.
Right.
You forget
right.
those. You know, most of us mean to put a name on a tag where your irises or some of your other flowers are, but we forget to do that.
That's
all
right.
The time.
And then a lot of times that gets lost,
it
and
does.
Then you don't know where it went. And
yeah.
You don't know.
We were all talking about weed eating, or the little wires will grab a hold of those tags sometimes,
right.
and they're gone.
They do,
for sure.
Uh-huh. They do. Uh-huh.
So, how many entries can one person make in the Irish Show?
Just as many as you have varieties.
Okay.
You don't want to put two in the same category.
Right.
You have one for each category, don't you?
Yeah, because like you mentioned earlier, you're just competing against yourself. Just
pick
out the prettiest one in that
uh-huh.
color and bring it in.
Yes. Uh huh.
And is it better to just cut it that morning?
Oh, yes. Yes. Those things don't hold up very well.
No, they don't seem to.
Mm-mm. So it's best to go out and cut it that morning and be real careful with it that you don't get your petals torn or
right.
bruised. Or
prop it up with a pill in
yes.
the car. Treat it like a baby.
Right.
Do the participants need to stay during the show? Mm. Or if they can't, if some can't, can they pick them up later?
That's up to them. They can stay if they like. They're welcome to stay. But if they can't, then they can come back later and pick up their flowers.
Okay.
Or if they don't want them back, they can just leave them there and we'll take care of them.
Okay. So they'll let you know when they sign in, I guess, when they register
right.
that morning.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier, too. If somebody has, I know irises multiply quickly.
Yes, they do.
And you've got to separate them so that for them to continue to do really well. If somebody has irises to give away, I mean, right now is the time that you're digging and separating and replanting. So if somebody has irises to give away, could they bring them to the show?
That's a good idea, Susan. If anyone will have to share, then That's a good thing.
Well, maybe we can just let that be known and then bring a couple of bags, you know, to put them in. You can bring your whole bunch of irises in one big bag and then maybe bring some other little things
yeah.
to send them out in.
Right.
Maybe. And just try to remember the color, maybe. That would help.
That would help.
That would help. Because I know red is hard to get, and
there's
a lot of people love red.
There is, and I don't think there is actually a true red.
Right. You're right. I see scarlet or
uh-huh.
the deep ones, but not a red, like we think fire engine red.
Yeah.
And those,
mm-hmm.
It's just one of my favorite colors. Are there going to be, is there a fee?
Oh, no.
Okay.
It's free. It's sponsored by the Clay County FCE, and we've been doing this for many years.
Mm-hmm. And it's grown.
It has, yes.
Are there going to be awards or ribbons?
Ribbons.
Or how are you going to,
ribbons. First, second, and third place will get a ribbon.
Okay, and that's color category.
Right, and there will also be a best of show, which will be selected by the judges.
Yeah, well, that'll be fun to compete in. The prettiest overall, I reckon.
Right.
So really be picky when you go out there and look through your irises. If it's one that you think, oh, I just don't want to cut that one, it's too beautiful, that might be the best of show.
Right.
So you need to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Chocolate Fest.
Oh, yes.
That sounds delightful.
I think everybody's been looking forward to the Chocolate Fest.
I think so, too. And, you know, we were talking about do you have to stay, or if you want to stay with the Irish show, you can or not. But what a nice little side benefit.
That gives you a chance to take part in the Chocolate Fest while
Absolutely.
Your irises are being judged.
Yeah, stay and enjoy that. If I come, what do I have to do to get a box of those chocolates?
Okay, you just pay $5 to the girl taking up the money and get you a box. The boxes are the large sandwich boxes from the restaurant.
Okay. So and you can cram pack as much as you can get in there?
You can cram pack as much as you can get in there and still close the top.
Okay. Now, where do these chocolates come from? Is it like a variety of dark and just different chocolates?
No, it is all homemade.
Oh, even better.
All homemade.
Uh-huh.
And we have several ladies in the community that do this. And if you haven't ever done that, we would appreciate your donations this year, too.
Wonderful. So if I've got a really good chocolate recipe and I want to bring it, I can bring a pan or something? And
right.
Them.
Yes. Bring
okay.
a pan, cut it into serving-sized pieces, and just bring it and put it on the table.
Okay. Very good. Now, I've lost my train of thought there. How many do you usually have there? How many bring in the chocolates?
Oh,
because I know it usually lasts pretty long.
Uh-huh. I'm really not sure how many participants we have. There's probably, 15, 20.
And it's grown, too, over the years.
Yes, uh-huh.
It's grown in interest, and it's grown just in overall participation. And the weather is supposed to be beautiful.
Well, good.
Is it Friday or Saturday? What?
It's Friday.
Okay, I was thinking Friday. May the 8th.
Friday, May the 8th,
yeah.
Uh-huh. It's always on Friday before Mother's Day.
Okay, perfect timing. That would be, guys, kids, if you've not got anything from Mom yet, that would really be a nice present.
Right.
To get, a box of chocolates.
And if you would like to bring a whole cake and sell it a whole cake, you can do that, too. Lots of people like, especially with holiday coming up.
Mm-hmm.
They like a whole cake to take home.
Absolutely. So that's a possibility if somebody wants to bring it and donate it, and
yes,
then that would be sold during the
uh-huh.
fundraiser. Okay.
Yes.
Now, this is a fundraiser for what exactly?
Relay for Life.
Relay for Life. It's that time of the year.
Yes, it is. And FCE, that is our donation to Relay for Life.
Very good. It's a really nice event for the public, for the community, and it's, you get something back when you come and participate, and it's just the joy of competing with the Irish
right.
show. That's a lot of fun, actually. Anytime you can. Well, I think we've pretty much covered everything with that. You're going to be involved in the fair, too. Could you tell a little bit about that, and then we'll have to take a break?
Yes, the beauty pageant is coming up on May the 30th. And we'll have rehearsal on May the 29th. And the fair starts on the 8th of June, goes run through the 13th. We'll be taking entries on June the 10th on Wednesday
okay.
from 12 to 6.
Okay.
And the exhibits. And we want everybody to come out and bring everything you have, and let's make this a good fair, because it's a community thing, and everybody needs to participate.
Absolutely. And everybody has stuff they just don't realize, or they think it's not worthy, and it absolutely is.
Oh, yes. And they think, a lot of people don't realize how much work goes into it.
Right.
And it takes a lot of people to put on a good fair.
It sure does. Well, Miss Dean, I appreciate you coming in this morning, and it's time for us to take another short break, and we'll need you back later when it's closer to time for the fair, so you can talk more about everything in detail.
All right, I'll be here.
All right, thank you so much. You're welcome. Time for a break, and then we'll have Miss Daphne Roach, the Director of Marketing for the Cumberland River Hospital.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored, but this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
There are superheroes among us. They are citizen warriors back home from duty. Even superheroes need support now and then. That's why the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program is here to help. We serve today's heroes, National Guard and Reserve members, before, during, and after deployment. To learn more, visit yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Doki. Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I've got Miss Daphne Roach. She's the Marketing Director for Cumberland River Hospital with me this morning. Welcome back to the Clay County Corner, Daphne.
Well, hi, Susan, and thank you. It's good to be back.
I'm glad to have you. There's some news you want to tell us about.
There is.
You have it.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. This year, Cumberland River Hospital celebrates 50 years of serving the community.
Wow, that is awesome. So we're looking at 1965 for the first year. It's hard to believe it's been that long.
I know.
It's what a milestone, and what a pleasure, too, to watch the changes that have transpired. I've got to say, as a nurse there back early in the 80s, I can recall having report when we used to give nursing report at the change of shifts in a really tiny closet. And then we did them sometimes in the nurses' station, and actually some of the staff were smoking. You know, I mean, I can remember that in all the hospitals, but it just seems so funny and so peculiar to remember that. But times have certainly progressed, and I mean, even with that, I hope I can get Jimmy Philpott on someday, because the ambulance service too has just really changed, and it's been here a long time, so we need to talk about them too, or talk to them.
Absolutely.
So this is a huge milestone for our community hospital, 50 years. Can you tell us a little about the history of the Cumberland River Hospital?
Yes, Susan, I'd like to do that, because I don't know the history, so
right.
I've got a little bit of information about that. Actually, prior to 1965, the citizens of Clay County had to rely on one country doctor.
Right.
And no hospital.
Exactly.
For their health care needs. So in 1961, the county court started the process of establishing a hospital for Clay County.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was very, yeah. So on July 24th, 1961, 3.8 acres were purchased for, believe it or not, $3,780 to be used for the building site.
Mm-hmm.
After completion of the hospital, the county had a problem locating doctors to work in Salina. So in 1965, they were lucky enough to have physicians Art Cardona and Billy Nesbitt start practice in the new 20-bed facility.
20-bed facility. So can you imagine what the cost of this same land would be now for purchase? And, you know, Dr. Cardona was their first surgeon, and we were honored to get him. And I believe Dr. Cardona is the only original physician who continues to reside here in Clay County. And he and his wife, Tammy, and his oldest daughter is a practicing family nurse practitioner in Kentucky. And then his youngest daughter, Kristen, is now embarking on a career as a physician in Kentucky. So he's spawned new physicians and medical care practitioners. Can you tell us who the first administrator of the hospital was?
The first administrator of the hospital was Mr. Lloyd Black. And actually, the first director of nurses was Miss Eva Craig.
Yeah, I remember both of them. Daphne, and I can remember Mr. Black. He actually lived in my subdivision and had several children. One of them was my age, Andy. We were actually in school together, and they were all very active in the community. There was also Lloyd and Melanie and Greg. And Mrs. Craig moved to Monterey, and she's passed now. I think she's been gone for about 4 or 5 years. But you know, we really remember all them fondly. And what about the changes over the years in the hospital services?
Well, as healthcare has changed, obviously, so has the hospital. We've seen incredible growth mm-hmm. over the years in the expertise and education of our staff,
mm-hmm.
Which we put a lot of focus on.
Right.
With the expansion of services such as geriatric, psychiatric care, mm-hmm. we have a unit there. Home health, and with the advancement of technological capabilities, I think is amazing.
Absolutely. You know, we're really blessed. We're very lucky to have the geriatric psychiatric care facility here located in Clay County.
Absolutely.
And we get referrals from all over. So that's mm-hmm. a very good benefit that our hospital offers.
And, you know, we're actually going on, it's going on 20 years, actually, that unit has been at the hospital.
Really?
And, you know, several community members still don't know about it, which
yeah,
we keep
true.
Trying to put the word out there about uh-huh. it. So, yeah, we're very lucky to have that.
We sure are. And we've also had a lot of other physicians that have we've had a lot of physicians that have passed through our doors. And the most recent staying for several years, well, Dr. Tiansen, Dr. Balanis, I know a lot of people can remember them. Dr. Olashay, I think he might have been one of our... Dr. Crespo was a surgeon, and Olashay might have come around that same time that Dr. Crespo was here. Names that I can, you know, just jump in and out of my memories. Dr. Ruanto, and then, of course, our beloved Dr. Mauricio was here for mm-hmm. a long, long time.
Yes, we loved Dr. Mauricio.
I know, and we really, really miss him. But he finally got to retire, and I'm sure he's really enjoying his retirement now.
I think so.
Are there any? Are there other services that you would like the community to know about?
Yes, Susan. We also offer physical therapy. We have a skilled nursing unit to help those who've had a lengthy illness or those recovering from surgery such as a hip or joint replacement. We have 8 beds on the unit, so that's something we've had
that's
there for
good.
A long time at the
uh-huh.
hospital as well.
That's good. You know, it's always a... concern, a big worry when someone in your family does take that slip on ice or whatever and break a hip or have to have knee replacement surgery or hip replacement surgery, some of those things that mm-hmm. require follow-up rehab. And
a lot of people don't know that we have that right here at home.
Exactly. You know, you think, oh, my gosh, so I'm going to have to be in Nashville. I'm going to have to be so far away. And to be able to come home and be admitted and have those services, have the rehabilitation and everything, it's just it's a wonderful service. And your family doesn't have that additional burden
exactly.
of having to drive every day, you know.
Exactly.
Who wants to be alone in the hospital?
No one.
Not many people.
I don't.
No. Well, another little milestone. What about the first baby that was born at the hospital?
Well, actually, the first baby born was Aaron and Catherine White's son, Aaron Jr. He was born on July 5th, actually, 1966.
Wow.
And actually, Miss Eva Craig, who was the first director of nurses, was Catherine's nurse. So. Catherine was employed at the hospital for many, many years.
As an LPN.
Actually, yes. And so then she worked in pharmacy. So we miss Catherine. She's retired now. But yeah, he was the first baby born there.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if he really even thinks about that now.
I don't know.
Well, if you're out there listening, you were the first baby born.
That's right.
I'm sure the community is really grateful. Well, it goes without saying. The community is grateful to have the hospital here. So does the hospital have anything planned to celebrate this milestone?
Yes, we do, Susan. We're going to actually have a community celebration on June the 6th from 12 noon until 3 p.m., and this will be held at the Clay County Recreational Complex.
Okay.
We'll be serving hamburgers and hot dogs and chips and cookies and drinks. And we're also going to be having live music. Mm-hmm. A lot of the local people are going to be singing, so excited about that. Yes. We'll have games for the kids, lots of games for the kids, and lots of giveaways. So don't want to miss out on that.
That's right. People love to get something, and they love to eat.
Absolutely.
You know, that's always going to bring people in. But just to celebrate the 50 years is reason enough to come.
It is. It is. And we'll also have county and state officials attending this event as well, so everyone come out and join in the celebration because we're very excited about it.
Right, and have a lot of fellowship. You know, you may get to see some old faces that used to be at the hospital.
Absolutely.
Maybe some of those people will come back.
That's what we're hoping for.
I hope so. It sounds like a huge event for the county.
It will be, and, you know, the hospital is very excited to have come this far, and we're proud of our small community hospital. And we hope that we can serve the community for many more years to come, maybe another 50 years, maybe more, hopefully.
Maybe, yeah.
Although the hospital's been through several ownership changes, we continue to serve the community with the highest possible level of health care.
Absolutely.
And that's what our goal has always been. And now the facility is currently a subsidiary of Coopel Regional Medical Center.
Okay.
So,
well, you can't beat that.
We're proud to be a part of them.
Absolutely. A nice.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, Daphne, I know that the hospital is one of the county's largest employers. About how many staff are on board now?
We currently have approximately around 230 employees, which indeed does make us one of the largest employers in the county.
Absolutely.
So.
That's good. Are there still specialty clinics with physicians from surrounding areas?
Yes, there are. We have different cardiologists that are coming from Tennessee Heart. They kind of rotate out. We still have an ENT specialist, Dr. Grant Roman, been coming for a year or so. And we have a general and vascular surgeon, Dr. Jeff Moore.
Okay.
He's been coming for a while. And these physicians are coming every month, and that way patients don't have to drive so far to have specialty care.
Yeah, to get... Okay. The ER staff 24/7, is it staff by local doctors or visiting physicians or both?
Both. We have seven total providers right now working our ER. We do have some local, which we're very proud of. Everybody's familiar with Ronnie and Mandy Hayes.
Right.
And we're very excited to have her on board now, who are both family nurse practitioners. They do a really, really good job. Then we have Dr. Lee Copeland, who's from Clay County, who specializes in family medicine and pediatrics. Some still don't know that he does that. So, yes, he does specialize in pediatrics. So bring your children out to see Dr. Copeland. And then we have Dr. Harry Horn, who has been with us for several years now, and he specializes in family medicine.
Okay, very, very good. Well, Daphne, it's time for a break, and I know you've got to get back. You kind of squeezed us in this morning, so I appreciate that.
Well, it's good to be here.
And I want to thank you so much for the information, and I hope Clay County citizens will come out and join in the celebration. And before you go again, the date and time.
The date is Saturday, June the 6th, and we'll be there from 12 noon until 3 p.m. at the Clay County Recreational Complex.
Awesome. Everybody come.
And if anyone don't know, I think the address for that complex is 215 Arcot Road.
Right, exactly.
So,
if you need a GPS,
that's right.
That'll work.
Because we'll hopefully have some people from out of town, so that's the address.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Well, thanks for having me, Susan.
And we'll have hopefully get you back before the date, actually, maybe at the very first of June.
I'd like to come back. Yes,
okay,
I would.
Really good. And for now, we're going to take a quick station break.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins, and we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the voices for recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is Susan Bailey back with the Thursday morning segment of the Clay County Corner on Kix Country 101.5 FM. Remember, we're going to rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m., so if you're just joining and you didn't catch everything so far on today's show, you can also check, you can listen at 6 o'clock p.m. and then check the Dell Hall Horizon website for a replay of this April 30th show. We talked about the Chocolate Fest coming up, the Irish Show, and the 50th anniversary of Cumberland River Hospital. I've got Miss Paula Bonas joined me this morning, but before we get started, we've got to announce the past birthday and anniversary announcements. I don't think I've got anybody that's called in for an anniversary this time. And after we Paula and I talk for a little while, then I'll ask her to draw the name out for us this morning. So I'm going to be announcing the April 24th through April the 30th birthdays. I've got two belated birthday wishes. They didn't get it in quite early enough. Olivia Key from her grandmother, Charlene Brady. And then on the 20th, I had little Miss Kinsley Reagan, and that was from Nanny and Pa. So for the April 24th through the 30th announcements, on April the 24th, I have happy birthday to Jacob Walker from his family. Happy birthday to Cole Herrera. He was 9 years old on the 24th, and that's from Mandy Hayes and family. And happy birthday also on the 24th to David Pig. That's from his friend Ricky Joe Johnson and other friends. And on April the 25th, happy birthday to Hannah Bowles. That comes from Aunt Joy. Happy birthday also to Miss Claudine White. She was 88 on April the 25th, and that comes from her daughter Rebecca, family, and all her friends. And Miss Rebecca says very, very happy birthday. On April 26th, Jonathan Odell from his family. On April the 26th also, happy birthday to Thatcher Steed. He was 14 years old, and that comes from Mammy. Happy birthday to Jackson Stone Thompson, who was 2 years old, and that comes from Jennifer Joan Comer. Happy birthday to R.C. Roach. That comes from Christy Keene and friends. And also happy birthday to Miss Nina Reeser. She's at Slina Health and Rehab, and we want to say big old happy birthday to you from all your family and friends. On April the 27th, happy birthday to Kenny Westmoreland. We can't forget Kenny. He part-time hosts for us sometimes here at the Clay County Corner. And Kenny, that wish comes out from your many friends and family also. April the 27th also, happy birthday to 5-year-old Fletcher Strong. That's from Mom and Dad and family. Also, happy birthday on April the 27th to Brian Corth, and that was sent in from Mom. Happy birthday to Landon Melton on April the 27th, and that comes from Nanny and Pa Dale. On April the 28th, we have a happy birthday for Miss Esther Faye Watson. That comes from Kenny Westmoreland and friends. on April the 28th also. Happy birthday to Gary Green. That's from Sherry and family. Happy birthday to Tara Pedigo. Tara is having, or she had, her sweet 16 birthday, and that's a wish from Mama, Daddy, Tessa, Nana, and Papa. On April the 28th also, happy birthday to Miss Amber Walker. She was 29. You got one more year, sister, before you hit that third decade. And that comes from all her family. And also on April the 28th, Miss Frances Bailey Tace, and that's from Joe and the rest of your family. I don't have any birthday call-ins for April the 29th. And then we go to April the 30th. Happy birthday to Edward Colson, who is 75 years old today. And that comes from your sister, Claudine Colson. Also today, happy birthday to Jace Thompson. He is 1 year old today. And Aunt Kayla says, you're the cutest nephew ever. Also, happy birthday today to Linda Roten. That comes from Brenda Kirby. And happy birthday to Craig Copas from the family. And our last birthday wish today is to Linda Smith, and that comes from Jacob and Katie. Now, remember to start calling in today for the week of May the 1st through May the 7th. I'm going to welcome you, Miss Paula. I'm glad you're here this morning. Paula's one of Clay County Corner's wonderful sponsors from the Solana Health and Rehab, and it looks like she's ready to get started. Welcome, Paula.
Thank you.
Let's start with a little bit of information, your position, your family. I understand, too, and I have to mention this, there was a beautiful wedding not long ago.
Yes, there was. Yes, my name's Paula Boone. I am the administrator at Sina Health and Rehab, and we just got through celebrating the wedding of my daughter, Rachel Burnett, to Dusty Adams, and hope they have a long, healthy life together.
Absolutely.
It was a really good time for all the family and all of our friends, and we thank everybody for helping us with that.
Yes, so. And it was a beautiful wedding.
Thank you.
And perfect weather.
Yes.
Couldn't have asked for anything better. Well, Ms. Paula, what health and rehab services are offered at our local facility?
Well, we, of course, do long-term care, which I think a lot of people are familiar with that. You know, they think about, you know, getting to the point in your life where perhaps you, you know, need nursing facility care. But what a lot of people do not realize is that we actually focus on short-term rehab.
Right.
We, of course, do physical therapy, speech therapy, and occupational therapy. And we have an awesome department. They have really had a lot of successful outcomes, focus on, you know, maybe that rehab that someone needs after they have a hip replacement or a knee replacement,
surgery.
Just, you know, any type of surgery or any type of a health situation that's had a setback and you've had a hospital stay. We, you know, try to do like a short-term strengthening type program,
right.
and get that person back home. We also have a lot of services that we offer that you wouldn't, I guess, really think about for this area. We also are a provider for Trilogy ventilators, which is actually a non-invasive type of ventilator. We do wound vacs.
Mm-hmm.
We have actually a lot of high-end clinical type
right.
services that we provide, you know, IV therapies.
And, you know, those patients that require those services that are maybe coming in from Nashville or something are terrified
exactly.
to be going home. And this is the best opportunity for them
right.
to receive the care,
right.
the continued care.
Yes, we actually have become, you know, very advanced in the types
mm-hmm.
of health care services that we offer, which is really quite different than perhaps the services that we offered even 10 years ago.
Right. You know, my dad, about that long ago, was
mm-hmm.
a resident out there for a time after he was in the hospital for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and he had the strengthening
right.
Program and just did so well, and we were able to bring him back home after a couple of months. And it was just a wonderful, everybody was so good to him and so
right.
good out there.
Right.
So it is, we're blessed to have the facility here and have that ability
right.
to bring our loved ones home. And, you know, you mentioned the wound vacs. Those
right.
are terrifying.
Right.
Scary things to have to deal with. And
yes.
just having that confidence restored and being able to work through that
right.
is amazing.
Yes.
That's a good thing. What are the long-term services?
Well, we do have people that do stay with us long term, and those are people that perhaps maybe due to some sort of a physical or maybe even a cognitive decline that they have, maybe their memory has gotten to the point where they're unable to stay by themselves anymore, or perhaps they're unable to care for their own physical needs. We do offer long-term services for those people as well. Those, of course, are not paid for by Medicare, and that sometimes is a little bit confusing for people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they may get to the point where they need those services for mom or dad, and
right.
they don't know where to turn.
Right.
So, you know, we're glad to be able to help people to maybe do some planning and to think about what that their future may hold for mom or dad, because it is pretty complex
mm-hmm.
as far as what the level of care that you have to meet to be approved under 10 care. That there is a physical criteria that you have to meet, and it is actually a lot different than it was even 10 years ago. There's some criteria under the 10 Care Choices program
okay.
that you have to meet now, and that's financial as well. So those are really complex, and unfortunately, we don't think about those things
right.
until it comes to that acute point in,
right.
in perhaps mom or dad or grandma or grandpa's life, and we're you know, forced to look at what our options are. So, you know, if anyone ever has a point where they, maybe they foresee, you know, 5-10 years down the road, they want to just, you know, see how that all works, we're glad to at any point, you know, talk to someone about how that they would qualify under the 10 Care Choices program.
Right. And like you said, that doesn't have to wait. You've got staff out there that are 100% capable of providing guidance and direction.
That's
and
correct.
Answering all those questions
that
on what
correct.
To even if it's 5 years from now.
Exactly.
That and heads up is wonderful.
Yes. And I really would like to encourage people to think about that
yeah.
because it's not something that can happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can remember going to Clay County Manor. And of course, we're now known as Salina
right.
Health and Rehab, but I can remember going to Clay County Manor, you know, back in the 70s as a little girl and visiting
uh-huh.
people. And, you know, that was such a different time and such a different scenario. I even in my career, getting calls in the morning about maybe mom needs to come into the nursing home, and that afternoon
right.
mom was there.
Right.
And that those days are over. So,
right.
You know, we unfortunately field calls quite a bit about
mm-hmm.
people that they maybe get to that point where they're needing long-term care services and they need them immediately. And unfortunately, immediately no longer
can't
happens.
Always, it
exactly.
can't happen. Yeah.
Right.
Well, Paula, we need to take a quick break for our sponsors, which you're one of, and we'll be right back with more.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
The Salina Merchants Association is hosting a merchant meet and greet open house for all Salina, Clay County merchants, and business owners on Tuesday, May the 5th, from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. If you are a business owner or merchant in Clay County, you are encouraged to come by and see how you can become an important part of the progress that is being made in the community. There will be information on current projects, scheduled events, and group advertising opportunities. Plan to stop in anytime Tuesday evening, May the 5th, between 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. to enjoy some refreshments and visit with fellow merchants. That is the Salina Merchants Association's Merchant Meet and Greet Open House, Tuesday, May the 5th, 5 to 8 p.m. For more information, you can contact Kathy Merritt at 243-5005. That's 243-5005.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back to Kix Country 101.5 FM. I'm here with Ms. Paula Boone. We're covering some information regarding long-term care, which we all need desperately. We need to know what's available out there and what we need to do, and hopefully give us a heads up for our future or for management now, for our parents' and grandparents' future that's, you know, just around the corner or can suddenly be upon you. I'm going to ask Ms. Paula first if you'll draw a name for me for this week's Salina Dairy Queen birthday cake, and we'll announce that winner, and then we're going to talk some more about long-term care. Thank you very much. And our winner today is Mr. David Pig. So, David Pig, if you're listening, or if the call-in for David Pig is listening, he has won this week's Salina Dairy Queen cake. Miss Paula and I kept talking during the break, so there's just so much information that needs to be sent out there. We were talking about the difficulty and the time constraints now, and that you can't just overnight get an admission.
Exactly. We were just discussing how that, you know, there's, at some point in all of our lives, you know, either ourselves or our parents or our grandparents are going to need some sort of medical assistance, mm-hmm. be it in the home or be it through long-term care. And, you know, that's something that unfortunately we don't think about until
a sudden and unexpected event.
Yes, and we need it immediately. Mm-hmm. And even the services that, you know, we may need through the home setting, there are lots
right.
of home and community-based services that are available mm-hmm. through the 10 Care Choices program. And I'm not an expert on those, but I know that they're available, and we do have the contact numbers to help people. If they are interested in trying to get some home and community-based services, we can certainly pass that information along. But there's everything from personal care to help out there with even pest control through the 10 Care program. So, you know, there's resources that are out there that I'm sure that people need and should be taking advantage of. But unfortunately, we can't wait until the day before we need those services.
Yeah.
You know, there is an approval process, lots of paperwork, mm-hmm. Everything requires
that red
paperwork,
tape.
Lots of red tape. So I would just really encourage everyone to be proactive and to be thinking about that process.
Right. Well, you just reminded me. Mm-hmm. I had a contact recently, just this last week, from a friend that actually lives in my subdivision who's going to be bringing her mother here from Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and she was asking about those services.
Right.
And I think the 10 Care Choices program is where I may direct her.
Right.
I actually may direct her out to your facility.
And that would be great. We'd be glad
help
to
her
try to
get things in order.
Right.
Get a path maybe started.
Yes, because everyone, I think, needs a direction to go in.
Absolutely.
And there's always questions, and there's a lot of misunderstanding that's mm-hmm. out there. A lot of people, you know, there is a financial component to being approved through the 10 Care Choices program, and for the elderly, it's not hardly as restrictive as what it may be for a younger person.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's maybe a lot of misconceptions. A lot of times, people think that you know, that the nurse, and, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, will call us about questions about that. And, of course,
right.
that goes through the state of Tennessee. That has nothing to do with us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have resources that if anyone ever had a question about the Tennessee Estate Recovery Act, that we would be able to give them information about that.
Right. But, there's just so much
yes.
out there that we all need to know and be aware of.
That's correct.
And not wait to that last minute.
Yes, yes.
I know you've had programs before in your facility that provide information to the public.
That's
and
true.
I participated in one of those, and it was just extremely informative.
That's true. We, from time to time, we do. We've
mm-hmm.
even had people that have, we've had estate planners, we've had attorneys that just
yeah.
specialize just in elder care services. We have different informative sessions from time to time. So, you know, anytime you have any type of questions, we do have lots of resources that we can point people in. We actually also have a caregiver support group that the Upper Cumberland Development District assists us with.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually held in our facility.
Okay.
It's every second Thursday at 1 p.m.
Okay.
Because caring for someone in the home or even caring for someone that is in long-term care,
mm-hmm.
it's very stressful.
It is.
And, you know, we all need each other to
mm-hmm.
help each other through stressful times in life. So, you know, I'd like to really encourage people to come to the caregiver support group
yeah.
Sessions that we have. And that can be anyone. You may be caring for a disabled child,
mm-hmm.
You know, or a parent, spouse. So, you know,
and
really,
any age can come and participate
exactly.
in that.
That's correct. You do not have to have a family member at Flying Health and Rehab. You could have a family
mm-hmm.
member anywhere or be caring for them at home
mm-hmm.
Because it is very stressful.
Mm-hmm. And having that peer support to ask questions and say, well, here's how I do it.
Exactly.
That makes such a difference.
Okay,
well, you know what? You need to be on here more often because there's just so much that we need to get out there
yes.
that's important to know, just daily living
right.
information
right.
and daily planning information.
Yes.
I don't think that we can ever get enough planning for long-term care.
That's right.
It is so important.
We have a wonderful facility. We have just absolutely awesome people that work there.
Yes.
We very caring. Yes, very caring.
Mm-hmm.
They just go above and beyond every single day. The week of Mother's Day,
uh-huh.
that week in May, is National Nursing Home Week.
Oh.
And that week we always celebrate our employees and our residents. We have lots of activities planned that
very
week.
Good.
And I would just like to encourage everyone, if you know someone that works in long-term care, to just tell them thank you because
mm-hmm. It's stressful.
Emotionally. It is.
Maybe actually, too. There's just it's not it's a very rewarding job to be in, but it's also stressful because you care so deeply.
Yes.
About your residents, your patients.
Yes.
Well, Paula, we're just about out of time. I think I need to wrap it up, and I do need to mention that tomorrow, May the 1st, is the Relay for Life at the Clay County Recreation Complex, and May the 1st and 2nd is the Catfish Classic at Horse Creek Dock. On May the 2nd, also right here on the square, is the Cumberland Run 2015. It's set for 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Registration starts at 3, and that's on Saturday. And also on Saturday is the first annual official Miss Relay for Life contest that's actually going to be held in Putnam County. And then next week we've got the Chocolate Fest and Irish Show on the 8th, and then the 9th, the four-person scramble at the Cumberland River Golf Course. And then there are other things coming eventually, too. There's a lot of stuff that's getting started, getting on the books right now. In closing, I want to thank our guests, Dean Walden, Daphne Roach, and Paula Boone. And for now, this is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner, wishing everybody a beautiful and productive day. Tune in for a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kix Country 101.5 FM, and keep our military in your daily prayers. I'm signing off from the Clay County Corner.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.